The whole Gospel.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. 1 John 1:9.
I bless you to realize that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. But this is only the first part of what Jesus came to do for us. There is more. Listen to how the rest of the verse reads.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
I bless you to capture that Jesus did not only come to forgive us our sins, but to cleanse us, to decontaminate us, to purify us.
Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself. Ephesians 1:23.
I bless you to understand that Jesus purifies us by filling us with Himself. He does this moment by moment, whenever you allow Him, all through your life.
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey Him as slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Romans 6:16.
Know that each time you obey, by surrendering your beliefs of hopelessness and powerlessness to Jesus, He fills you with Himself. Each time you obey, by yielding your beliefs of unworthiness and abandonment to Jesus, He fills you with Himself. Each time you obey, by offering your beliefs of condemnation and shame to Jesus, He fills you with Himself. Each time you obey counts towards righteousness, because your self-nature is being exchanged for Jesus. Each time you obey, God uses the weapons the enemy uses to hurt you, to heal you. And this is how Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness, little by little, one obedience at a time.
For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
I bless you.